So taking time now to settle into an agreeable posture that will be supportive, that will be soothing. Perhaps a posture and a soothing, supportive touch that integrates both the fierce and the tender compassion. So take a few moments for posture. And seal into body breathing, breathing in and out, energy and release as we breathe in and out. And so as you continue to ground yourself in body and breathing, just say a few opening words about this exercise from our workbook on page 150, Fierce Compassion. And what she talks about here is how anger can be used in the service of alleviating the suffering of oneself or others. And when it is, it's called fierce compassion. And so we might think of people like Martin Luther King Jr. or Gandhi. And she emphasizes here that compassion doesn't have to make us weak or passive or cause us to lose the ability to lose a sense of right and wrong. Rather, compassion coupled with wisdom helps us to see clearly what's going on, to have that appreciation that there are complex reasons for what people do. And from this wise, compassionate stance, we can then learn to take appropriate action to stop harmful behavior, without sorting people into good or bad. So instead of reactive anger, we can have this fierce compassion to stand up for injustices, difficult situations, without making a bad situation worse through blame and hatred. And so feeling very nicely grounded and supported by the breath. And feeling into two or three nice full breaths. And really feeling into that soothing, supportive touch as encouragement to engage with this practice with wise care. So let's work with, first of all, a situation that's not personal. So perhaps some particular social or political situation that you disagree with how things are being dealt with. And there certainly have been many of late in the news. Can you imagine how you might think and feel about it with a mindset of fierce compassion? Can you think of ways to describe the situation that doesn't demonize anyone? Can you begin to understand that the people who created this situation are also human beings doing the best they can? And I do think sometimes there are exceptions to that, and they may have popped up for you. So think about ones where you can imagine, yeah, they're doing the best they can, or all that they're able to do. They are nonetheless human beings too, with their stories. So can we acknowledge their humanity while also acknowledging the harm done and the need for change? So at the bottom of page 150, make a few little jot notes there about what you just imagined. Just take 1 minute for that. And then as you're ready, go to the top of page 151 and consider any action that you would like to take to change the situation, to have some effect on the situation from the perspective of fierce compassion, of this strong compassion, courageous compassion. Not full of anger and hatred. Maybe it's simply a firmness. And take half a minute more for the writing on this social political situation. And finish up your bit of writing. And so now let's let that be. And let's just come back to the body and the breathing, because we want to give ourselves that support as we move into the next parts of this exercise. So remembering that nice, strong, supportive posture, sitting perhaps like a mountain or a tree, feeling the strength, giving ourselves soothing touch. So that mixing of a supportive stance with soothing touch, that mixing of the yang with the yin. feeling the nice strengthening and energizing effects of the in-breath, the releasing, calming effects of the out-breath. And as you sit here with this soothing touch, supportive posture, begin to imagine a situation in your personal life that you're disagreeing with, a situation that's largely created by someone you know, partner, child, friend, neighbor, coworker. What's the who, the what, the where, the when of it all? Can you visualize it or just sense into it? And again, instead of simply being angry about it, can you imagine how it might be to think and feel about it with a mindset of fierce compassion? Courageous, strong, boundaried compassion. Can you begin to re-describe the who, the what, the where, and when in a way that doesn't demonize anyone? Remembering they too are human beings struggling on their journeys. And at the same time acknowledging the harm that's being done or was done and the need for change. And so now take a couple of minutes to make notes about that at the bottom of page 151. And when you feel ready, you can also turn the page and record any action that you'd like to take to try to change the situation from this place of fierce compassion or strong, boundaried compassion. And begin to start finishing up your notes. And finish writing the last word and putting down the pen and coming back and feeling into body, feeling into breathing, giving yourself soothing, supportive touch. And just being aware of how this exercise has affected you. And bringing kindness to your experiences, letting ourselves be just as we are. Taking these closing moments to really get grounded again. It's important. And listening to this poem, Robert Priest, and it's called One Day I Predict. One day I predict we'll be amazed at our strength. We will look at one another astonished and say, we didn't think we could do this. One day the path will be so clear, we will all say, it's obvious. And we will hardly believe we couldn't see the way before. One day, I predict, we'll have this great true story to tell, a kind of anti-Iliad for the coming age, involving all of us who think we are not warriors, and all of us who fear we are not brave.